As the midterms approach, candidates can't seem to stay away from the topic of vaccines. The pandemic has made them into a talking point on the political right. NPR's Jeff Brumfiel has a look at what that could mean for public health.
In late October, the Republican candidate for governor of Minnesota posted a video he knew was going to be controversial.
I've been called extreme, and perhaps this Facebook video will provide fodder for more people to call me extreme.
The candidate, Scott Jensen, is a local physician who pushed medical misinformation throughout the pandemic. He has said that hospitals distorted the number of COVID deaths, and he's repeatedly called into question the safety of vaccines.
I think in terms of safety, the question's still out there.
When COVID was raging, Jensen became a popular voice within the anti-vaccine movement. And when Jensen entered the Republican primary for governor, they became a vital part of his voting base.
The thing about anti-vaccine forces is that they're one thing. They're anti-vaccine, and no other issues matter.
Karen Ernst is director of Voices for Vaccines, a Minnesota nonprofit that advocates for inoculation. Anti-vaccine proponents used to exist in both Republican and Democratic circles, but the pandemic saw them shift definitively to the political right. It was there that they found allies fighting lockdowns and masks. Ernst says that Jensen's commitment to anti-vaccine ideas helped mobilize this segment of the Republican Party.
Being anti-vaccine definitely helped Scott Jensen in the primaries.
As the general election approaches, though, it's less clear whether support from the anti-vaccine crowd can translate into political success. The vast majority of Americans still believe children should be vaccinated, and Jensen's opponent, Democrat Tim Walz, has won an endorsement from a large Minnesota doctors group, in part because he supports vaccination. Ernst says Jensen might be trying to soften his anti-vaccine image in the run-up to the election. He bailed on a major anti-vaccine rally in October.
He canceled at the last minute saying that he had a family wedding to attend, but then I guess he was seen at a Minnesota Gophers football game. So there is all sorts of hubbub about that.
But there are other ways to appeal to the anti-vaccine movement without openly opposing vaccination. And perhaps no candidate is doing it better than Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. In a video recently posted to Twitter, DeSantis emphatically promised that he would not require children to get COVID vaccines.
As long as I'm around and as long as I'm kicking and screaming, there will be no COVID shot mandates for your kids. That is your decision.
At the same time, he was careful to avoid openly questioning vaccine safety.
We can get into some of the potential side effects. You don't even really need to do that.
DeSantis has also installed a doctor closely tied to the anti-vaccine movement as Florida's Surgeon General. Lisa Gwynn is a Florida pediatrician. She says DeSantis may not directly say that he thinks vaccines are dangerous, but his language definitely speaks to the anti-vaccine movement.
Who wants the jab? You know, give the kids a jab. You're just talking like vaccines are bad.
Gwynn believes that the rhetoric is carefully calibrated to energize the anti-vaccine elements of the Republican base without appearing to question vaccines themselves.
It's all calculated. Everything's very calculated.
And it appears to be working. DeSantis has won endorsement from Stand for Health Freedom, a political group staffed with several prominent anti-vaccine advocates. They did not respond to NPR's request for an interview. For now, much of the rhetoric is focused on COVID vaccines, but there's been a recent surge in proposed legislation to weaken childhood vaccine requirements in many states. Gwynn worries that politicking could soon erase decades of work to protect children against vaccine-preventable diseases. Jeff Brumfiel, NPR News.